Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 139. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Welcome to the 13th of February, also known as Thursday the 13th.
Also known as the day that you should not hook up with somebody because there'd be high expectations tomorrow.
Is that a true date?
Yep. Now you know.
Now I know. Welcome to our podcast. As usual, we will be discussing the tech news of the week and the polar vortex and the cliffhanger. Anything else we feel is necessary for us to talk about. But we'll actually probably not talk about the cliffhanger or the polar vortex. Is there a lot of snow in Colorado?
Yeah, the last week and a half have got over 4 feet.
There's always snow. Are you going to visit Steven?
No. I don't believe I told him that I'm even going out there. I may visit Dan Bates, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Band dates?
Yes.
Anyways. That's that, Mattress Man. There's been snow in other parts of the country as well, but neither here nor there.
North Carolina?
Everywhere, really.
North Carolina, did you see the AT-AT Walker going through?
I saw them everywhere. They keep popping up in all sorts of feeds. I saw them at the Olympics.
Yeah, I saw lasers being shot at
the moguls.
That was funny. Made me laugh.
Anyways. Because there's a lot of snow, so everything's about Hoth.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I know it's hard. Because Hoth is the snow planet, Randy.
Oh.
I know it's not so familiar. Anyway, moving on.
That makes so much more sense now. This freaking guy.
So, what do you know about Nooks?
They suck.
Well, apparently Barnes & Noble must think the same thing. They've just laid off their entire engineering division.
How does that make you feel?
Fine, because I've been telling
him. How does that make Dave feel?
I don't know. I told him about it yesterday.
He's like, what?
I always find a way to bring it up, really.
Isn't it funny? Is that funny?
I mean,
not necessarily, not just him. I don't think either of us have really had much good to say about the Nook.
Especially that corner that they got cut off. It bothers the hell out of me. What is that about?
Yeah.
Get your corner back, America. I don't know. It is what it is. So, it's not looking good for the Nook division, the Nook team, Barnes & Noble as a whole, for the most part. So, we'll see what happens with that. And we can kind of tell where it's going. So, on much, much, much bigger news, there is a potential merger that was announced last night, this morning ish
and everyone's loving it.
Nobody loves it except for the two parties involved. Comcast, now I don't think one of them is really, I mean, it says Comcast is buying Time Warner, but it seems to be more of a merger, but for $45 billion, all in stock though, I'm pretty sure. Supposedly they're buying, merging. How do you feel about your Com Warner? I don't think it will affect, it will, because we both have Comcast internet, but I think it'll more directly affect cable users.
Because Time Warner is a television partner, not internet provider.
Well, they do internet too, to a point,
but it's like 0.5% of what they're doing. I feel like it's such a small, where's it, Time Warner in like 3 cities,
but New York and LA are two of them.
Yeah, but the people, well, maybe in LA, but I know the people that I know in New York don't use Time Warner.
It depends on what part of New York you're in. So, anyway, you might think, oh, remember when AT&T was going to buy T-Mobile and the FCC didn't let that go through because they said it was monopoly-ish and the anti-competitiveness of it. Well, the big reason people and Time Warner and Comcast included are saying that this will go through is because they are not actually direct competitors in any market, because, as with any cable company, there's really only one cable company. You don't really have choice when it comes to cable. They're both in New York, but certain parts of New York are Time Warner and certain parts are Comcast. And they'll still be under actually a third of all, even combined, they're still under a third of all cable providers. They have the big metropolitan areas. It's funny because I saw a couple GIFs of, like, which showed how much it would expand their range from going just from Comcast to going to Comcast plus Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, like, I don't know what you'd call it, the Great Plains region, I guess, like Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, that area is just, like, completely vacant of it. So I don't know what's running over there, but they apparently don't seem to care. Corn stalks, that's what's running.
Pretty good one.
But the major areas like New York and California and Minnesota was involved. Obviously, we have Comcast here, as I mentioned briefly. But for the most part, this is all bad for everyone. Cable prices will go up higher than they already are. There's already supposed rumors with the net neutrality law that just got beaten down the other week that both Comcast and Verizon are already throttling Netflix users specifically, which I haven't noticed, but I guess I don't really, like, check the speed it's coming in at ever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously both companies dispute this claim, but, you know, that's a bigger image or a bigger party. Comcast owns a bunch of channels already. Time Warner obviously owns NBC, I believe, right? Or is it the other way? Does Comcast own NBC?
Comcast owns NBC.
So Time Warner owns, well, they own all the Warner stuff, like TNT, I think.
They own
a bunch of stuff, so it's bringing all those under one roof to make, you know, a la carte seem even further away than what we thought we were perhaps approaching. Yeah. So I don't know. It's not fun for anyone. What do you think? You happy about it? Like, get me some of that Time Warner money. How would I get any of that Time Warner money?
Yeah, no, it seems crazy to me that
it would be allowed.
It was allowed.
Well, I mean, it hasn't gone through yet. I mean, the FCC says they're going to take a close look at it.
It obviously seems crazy to me that it, if it is allowed, because after that split, who's left to compete with them?
Well, even now, Comcast is miles ahead. Time Warner is number two, but Comcast owns, so they're so far ahead with, like, number of users. But it's just broken up into such small chunks after that. I think Verizon Fios is technically number three, but they recently stopped doing cable and partnered with Comcast.
Awesome.
So, yeah. It's just mostly not good. And I think it'll go through, though, just because, like, they laid it out, like, well enough where the system's so flawed already that they aren't direct competitors anywhere, that they can't say that they would be eliminating competition in markets. So, I don't know. The funny thing about this is that happened last night. So for the last 2 days, there's been a large swell in Apple TV rumors again, right? First, I think it was Bloomberg first. That might be wrong. But one, and now Wall Street Journal also had the same rumor that supposedly Apple may be debuting a new Apple TV as soon as March or April, but it wouldn't go on sale till the holidays. And that they're really close to pinning down these content deals with Time Warner. But
would this affect that?
Or would it perhaps actually make it easier? Because part of Apple's problem is there's so many different... It's not like when they release the iPhone, right? AT&T covers the entire nation.
Right.
And they directly compete against the other companies, where this is different because they have to go into each market and see who works there and have a partnership with them to stream in that. Like, if they want to do something like kind of like how the Xbox does, like through the cable box type stuff, you know?
Yep.
So that's what makes it a lot harder for Apple to, or anyone, Google. Well, Google just went about it in making their own, right? With with their internet in Kansas City, at least. I don't think... Is it just with all the fibers that they, the fiberhoods they've put in, even in the other cities, that there's internet, or is that just Kansas City? I bet it's all of them. They just don't talk about it anymore. Maybe it's just Kansas City.
No, I think you're right. I feel like it would be all of them.
Because why wouldn't they?
Right.
Once they have the deals, they just don't talk about it because nobody really cares about that end of it because really they want the internet, right?
Right.
But that's Apple's problem is there's so many little people that they have to make deals with that it's just, they just can't get all the deals in place and blah, 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 blah. So potentially it could work out better, but it does throw all of that up in the air. There's also been a lot of rumors of a bigger iPhone again, and then there were some pictures floating around, but they have been confirmed to be fake of us, like a 5.5 or a 6 inch with no bezel. Pretty solid, actually. But they're pretty heavily rumored that the next iPhone will be at least one bigger size, if not two bigger sizes. And then you're going to make the switch, right? Yes.
I don't think so, Tim.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. So, Motorola, you have anything else you want to talk about Apple?
Good one, Mike.
I know. So, Motorola. What do you know about them?
I got apples on the mind.
It happens.
Google bought them. Google took what they wanted. Google sold them.
So they sold them to Lenovo, right? That's who they sold them to?
Lenovo.
And I don't remember for sure, and maybe if I actually looked further into it, I could probably check it out. But I'm pretty sure they put their own CEO in Motorola when they bought it. They took the Googler and put him in charge.
That is correct.
Dennis Woodside. And now that they sold Motorola, he's leaving Motorola to go to Dropbox.
Dropbox.
As a COO. But apparently that's making waves. People think that's a pretty big deal. It's good for Dropbox.
I think it's great for Dropbox. It's a good service that I don't utilize enough.
It's a good service I utilize a lot.
Do you? Why?
Lots of stuff in there.
Why?
We went over this before. I use it for
my notes.
No, I use it like for...
Transferring files from work and home.
Well, that too.
Back and forth.
But I use it for my back end to sync a lot of my apps. Like, remember when we were talking about my 1Password and stuff and my other apps that I use?
That's right. I always forget that your password thing is weird like that.
Weird. No. Yeah, but a lot of the other apps I use, too, they all sync to Dropbox. And editorially, which we were just talking about before the show, I could export right to Dropbox. So any document I wrote, I could export directly to Dropbox, which was nice. And it's just like saving it in a backup. Now they're closing because they're bastards, not Dropbox editorially. Anyway, so yeah, it's good for Dropbox, who has been building pretty largely lately. I feel like they're
building an empire.
But not without us.
No, with us.
With us. Good job, them. What, was there a dog outside?
No, it was like a weird sounding horn.
Like a dog?
It sounded just like a dog.
A dog horn.
Yeah, a dog horn.
I knew it. So, yeah, go Dropbox. Do you ever eat at Taco Bell?
It has been quite a while since I've eaten there.
Really?
But I'm kind of excited that I can order my tacos from my phone.
So there's one just down the street from us, right? Like, man, I wish I could just, like, pull it and get it and go. Well, that could be soon happening, huh?
How much time is that going to save
people?
Not very much.
No, because instead of sitting in drive-thru thinking about what you want, you're going to sit at home and think about what you want. And then by the time you get there. So, supposedly, within the next couple of years, they're going to be accepting online orders. Which, seems a little crazy because it's fast food. But at the same time, like, I know you can do that with Chipotle. They're pretty fast. Right?
They're already, like, yes, that is correct.
And Quiznos is, or not Quiznos, Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's.
They're freaky fast.
I just don't, it just doesn't do anything for me. It's Taco already Bell? Quick if you go there.
They are pretty quick. That's true. But, yeah, I got nothing. It's interesting, though. An interesting move. It's like Chipotle you kind of think of as, and Jimmy John's, too. They're more of a new age fast food restaurant, right? Like, they're like we'll call them current generation. Like, you think of, like, McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, Taco Bell. Like, they're, like, old school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for one of them to, did you just send me something? So, for one of them to try something different, I think, is what makes it bigger news, I guess.
It's cool. I mean, will I use it? Would I use it to order McDonald's? No, because I want to go there and make sure and special order my hamburger so I know it's fresh. So it hasn't been sitting on the warming rack for the last 2 hours.
Well, it's really Burger King. We don't need to get into this right now. anyways...
Oh, do you think you know all about the policies at McDonald's, huh?
Anyways.
good one, Randy.
What do they call Taco Bell? Outside the bun? Thinking outside the bun? What's their catchphrase?
Thinking outside the bun.
Eat great, even late? I think that's Wendy's.
That's Wendy's?
I don't know. What do you know about China?
Yes, thinking outside the bun.
You know anything about China? Did they send anything to the moon recently?
Well, they were trying to bring Bitcoin to the moon, and that failed. And then they decided to try bringing a rover up there, and they were successful, but then
momentarily
their dream died.
But now it's come back to life.
Did it today?
Yeah.
Like this afternoon?
Like last night. I don't remember when I saw this.
Oh, I was reading this morning about it, and it was still dead, I thought.
It might have been. It was today during the day, I think. But yeah, so they announced that, like, it's been rumored that people thought that it, because they hadn't really said anything about it in a while, that it had issue and crashed a while ago. This went up at, no, it went up at 5 this morning.
Hmm.
So they declared that it was broken beyond repair. And then, now apparently has awoken from its dormant state and stands a chance of being saved. I guess that doesn't mean necessarily that it's alive, but they're calling it that it's good again. It's like the Night of the Living Rover. You get it?
Mm-mm.
Because it came back to life. It's like a zombie.
It's
like a play on words, see? Anyway, China's silly. That's the moral of the story.
The moral of the story is China's silly.
It's probably not. It's probably like how we didn't go to the moon, right? Like it's just in a studio somewhere. No,
I get it.
Did we go to the moon?
Yep.
Or are you a conspiracy believer?
Nope.
Thanks, JFK.
Don't thank him. Thanks, the assassinator.
I don't.
It's all his fault. We would know more. Then JFK died.
Oh, like you think it would have came out if it was a conspiracy or not?
Mm-hmm.
Lee Harvey Oswald. I kept thinking of John Wilkes Booth, but that was Lincoln.
That's Lincoln. That was a while before.
100 years. And then, speaking of China and Bitcoin, it doesn't really have anything to do with China, but...
Kind of.
So, the Silk Road was hacked a while ago, or not hacked, but they got taken out by the FBI. Well, now, the new Silk Road, they actually just call it the Silk Road, too?
Yeah.
That seems a little bit obvious.
They're trying to be secretive, Mike.
So they've been hacked.
It's one of those things where they're like, see, we'll name it the Silk Road, too.
They'll never look here.
Because they'll think, wait, these guys can't be that stupid. It's definitely not them.
It's like when you're...
But it's us.
Like returning to the scene of the crime.
Exactly.
I would never do that. And you're there, like, watching the cops, like, take the evidence. So they've been hacked anyways. And all their bitcoins were taken.
$2.7 million worth.
In used in the same type of hack that was used to the DDoS attacks on both the Mt. Gox, what do you call it?
Correct.
Mt. Gox and Bitstamp, was that the other one we talked about?
Correct.
So that's similarly how they got in and took all the little Bitcoins away.
Yeah.
And it's really helping the market right now, I'm pretty sure.
Last week, I should look at the quick... Let me just do a quick look to get a...
Let's do a quick look. What, how much it's dropped in the last week?
In the last seven days.
I don't even think we talked about it last week, Bitcoin at all, did we?
No.
So do you want to explain what happened with Mt. Gox and their recent turmoil?
So Mt. Gox is one of the... It is the largest...
The premier?
Exchange...
It's like the NFL?
Bitcoins. Yeah. It's the NFL of the Bitcoin world. And they... So they locked last week.
They locked her down?
They locked down their trading or withdrawals entirely. So you can't deposit and you can't withdraw any money from there.
Did they actually go down for a little while? Like stop trading altogether too? Or did trading never cease?
No, trading's never ceased.
Okay.
It's just people started complaining about withdrawals slowing down.
Okay.
And so people were getting all
uppity. No, they were mad because it's their money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, people were getting all crazy that, they couldn't deposit their money or withdraw it. Sorry. I just need to close the glass. So people were getting all mad, but there was no answer from Mt. Gox, like from their support. And there's been people that have had issues with trying to withdraw before saying, hey, what happened to my money? Well, they put out a press release or press statement, a statement.
They released a statement.
They released a statement on, is it Monday? I think it was Monday, saying, look, there is currently, it's a known flaw with the way Bitcoin is created, because in the end, Bitcoin is just a logarithm, and the way that it's held in Bitcoin wallets, there's some flaw with how they're transferred from wallet to wallet to wallet that these people have been taking
advantage of.
So one of the things is when you transfer a Bitcoin around, everyone that's doing the mining, they're verifying all these transactions. Well, one verification will go through, and then they'll sort of do like a man-in-the-middle attack, and they'll change like one number on the hash rate. So the money will have already been received in the other wallet, but while it's doing these verifications, the transaction, it'll go, oh, actually, it looks like it was actually this, and it'll double the transaction. So if you're trying to transfer one Bitcoin, you'll actually get two out of it.
And so then are they skimming the extra doubled one out?
They're getting it. Like, it's sort of, I don't know how it's
created. Or someone is taking advantage of this to double their money.
Yes.
Okay.
And so...
So that's why they're not allowing any more to be put in, because they don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
Exactly.
And eventually they're going to have to pay all that out.
Yep.
And if there's a lot of fake, I get it.
So they decided to lock it down, and they contacted the developers of Bitcoin and said, because Gox was one of the first exchanges that popped up for Bitcoin when it came out. So they've been like kind of partners behind the scenes the entire time. And they said, look, we are holding all of our transactions until you guys fix it. And it was just released yesterday, I believe. There is a fix for it. It's just not implemented yet.
So, why is there other ones that are still... So, like, Bitstamp has the same thing. They've shut down, right?
Yep.
Or shut down in and out.
Yeah.
You could still trade.
Correct.
So why does BTCe still go... They're just like, whatever. They're letting it fly?
Because they deal in more currencies than just Bitcoin.
Okay.
So Bitcoin is one of their... Like, I think overall volume of trading, Litecoin is by far the biggest, and so that's why it's still open, because there's
so this is specifically for Bitcoin an issue,
yes,
not necessarily Namecoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or Kanye coin or Sex coin or Time coin
or XPM or
yeah, that one just doesn't have a cool name.
No, it might, but
it's probably in Chinese.
Yeah, so there's
no... So has this caused any repercussion on the Bitcoin market, Randy?
Oh, sweet Jesus. It's been a stress... Like, the last 7 days, so I will just give you a quick synopsis. So today is the 13th. On the 6th, we were trading... Let's see, $500,
$800?
Right around... Let's see, it was peaked... 1 week ago today at 776.
Which was already a little lower than it had been.
Yep. And we are now trading at $569.
Which 3 hours ago was like 630.
Yeah, and it was funny. They were talking, I mean, you can go crazy listening to people on this stuff. But I mean, overall from like a couple months ago, it's still up. But the crazy thing is when Bitcoin started taking off about a year ago, it went from $100 to $700 in less than a day. So, I mean, that's like the kind of swings that this digital currency is going through right now, which is just insane.
Can you imagine if it got down that low again, like $100?
I don't think we'll ever see that.
I don't think so either, but I just asked if you could imagine.
Right.
Come on.
Well, it's funny. There's people saying, like, people would be chomping at the bit if it ever got to $100. Like, I think you would see an insane...
Well, it would just shoot up.
Buyout, but it'd be crazy because, like...
Everyone that bought in would then sell at some point where they thought it, you know, like...
Yep.
If it got down that low, who's to say it's ever going to go back up?
Well, so we're in middle February, and in mid... Or, like, early December...
Well, right around Thanksgiving, it peaked over 1,000.
Yeah, early December, it was over 1,100. It was just nearing $1,100.
But then you go back another month back from that, and it was down to like 100. Like, that was when it was super low.
Yep. Beginning of December, let's see.
Hey.
Beginning of December. Oh, yeah, it peaked right after Thanksgiving. Beginning of November was $200.
Yeah. It's a pretty crazy swing.
So even since November, so 4 months ago, it's still overall up.
Up.
But.
Depends on where you bought in for real, though.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of money.
I'm probably close to even because I had made enough to cover my losses. I'm down a little, I bet, but not. Oh. A ton.
Well, aren't you just special, Mike?
Well, actually, I don't have that much in it, though.
Actually,
you have a lot more in it than I do.
It's true. And then with my Litecoin, I mean, that helps offset my losses also.
Plus all the mining. Yep. Computer fires.
Yeah, computer fires. So that kind of set me back also.
A week's worth of mining, gone!
No, oh, man, more than that. Like...
It's only down for a week.
Right, but motherboard cost.
Oh, to pay right, that off. Right. I get you.
Anyways. So if you want to learn more about Bitcoin and how to buy it, just let us know.
Or listen next week, so I'm sure we'll talk about it again.
No, I won't.
No? No, you won't. Oh, I'm going to bring it up just to spite you. How is that spiting me? Good one. You can follow us on our networks. That are social. Follow us on Bitcoin. I am. What if I just read off where you could send me Bitcoin?
Oh, that'd be it. Would be really long.
I know. That's why I'd say. Follow us on our social networks. You could Google at Bleed Geek and it'll pop up. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can call us. We They have a phone number?
406-794-3357.
Or you can email us if you have a question at our email address.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
And if you just want to talk to us individually, you can always go ahead and get a hold of us on Twitter. And we're the same on Instagram, but I'm at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
Next week, join us for Fowler being here, and who knows what'll happen. It might get crazy. Randy will be gone. Be in another state. You never know.
Keep him in check.
But anyway, we appreciate you listening. As always, I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
And a pleasant tomorrow.